إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه أما بعد. Indeed, our praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised, and we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the evil of our own souls, from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guides, then none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah Azza wa Jal alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. An Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Inna al-Islam bada'a ghariba, wa sayaudu ghariban kama bada'a, fattuba lil-ghuraba. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, verily Islam, it started as something strange. And it will return as something strange, just as it started. قِيلَ مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was said, who are they, O Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam? Who are these strangers? And he responded, قال الذين يصلحون إذا فسد الناس. Those who bring about rectification when the people are corrupt. اسمعوا بارك الله فيكم. Let's repeat the hadith another time. إن الإسلام بدأ غريبا. Islam, it started strange. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ. And it will return strange, just as it started. فَالطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. And there is a tree in paradise, known as a tuba, for the strangers. So they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Who are these strangers? Because we know the companions, they would always ask for what was beneficial for their worldly life and their hereafter. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ. The strangers are who? They are those who bring about rectification when the people are corrupt. Brothers and sisters, listen to the words of Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah when he talks about this matter of Al-Ghurba wal-Ghuraba, strangeness and the strangers. May Allah Azza wa Jal make me and you from amongst them. He said, فَإِذَا أَرَادَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي قَدْ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ بَصِيرَةً فِي دِينِهِ وَفِقْهًا فِي سُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَفَهْمًا فِي كِتَابِهِ وَأَرَاهُمَ النَّاسُ فِيهِ مِنَ الْأَهْوَاءِ وَالْبِدَعِ وَالضَّلَالَاتِ وَتَنَكُّبِهِمْ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ الَّذِي كَانَ عَلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابُهُ. Ibn al-Qayyim started by saying, if the believer whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insight in the religion, knowledge about the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an understanding of the book of Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal, He blesses this servant by allowing him to see or her to see the desires and the innovations and misguidance that the people are upon and their deviation from the straight path, which was the path of the Messenger of Allah and his companions. فَإِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَسْلُكَ هَذَا الصِّرَاطِ. If he wants to walk on this path, اسمعوا, brothers and sisters, if you want to walk on this path, the path of Al-Ghurba wal-Ghuraba, the path of strangeness and the strangers, listen what Ibn al-Qayyim said. إِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَسْلُكَ هَذَا الصِّرَاطِ. If the believer whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed As mentioned by Imam Ibn al-Qayyim earlier, with understanding of the religion, understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah, and he is aware of the desires and innovations of the people of his time, if he wants to walk on the straight path, then what? Should he only just make a claim with his tongue? Should he think that it's going to be a bed of roses? Should he think that it's going to be easy for him? Should he think that it's going to be pleasing to the people? What should he do? إِذَا أَرَادَ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ يَسْلُكَ هَذَا السِّرَاطِ فَلْيُوَطِّن نَفْسَهُ عَلَى قَدْحِ الْجُهَالِ وَأَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ فِيهِ. Listen what he said. He said, then let him prepare himself for the attacks of the ignorant. The attacks of the ignorant and the people of innovation. And their insults and their belittlement and them chasing the people away from him and warning the people against him, as was practiced by their salaf, their predecessors, from the kuffar who used to do this with the one that they follow, and the imam, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let's think about this for a moment. If a person wants to walk on this straight path, the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions, ridwanullahi alayhim, that path that we ask Allah azza wa jalla to guide us to in every raka'ah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, oh Allah, guide us to the straight path, because it is that path that we want to be guided to. Then what? Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for what? The attacks of the ignorant. The revilement of the people of innovation. Get ready, because it's coming. That is why we hear people saying and writing, Germantown Masjid is fitna. Germantown Masjid is this. The administration is this. The people are this. They may even throw in some names. This is fitna. What is fitna? Quran classes Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Is that fitna? Aqidah classes. Is that fitna? Classes in fiqh. Is that fitna? Book 1, book 2, book 3 classes. We will start at Jurumi, inshallah ta'ala, shortly. Is that fitna? Name me one place in this city from the masajid of bid'ah and ahwa that has any program like that. Atahaddakum. Name one. So what's fitna? Isn't fitna innovations that people are turning a blind eye to? Isn't fitna ma'asi that is publicized and broadcast? Isn't fitna music? But music is okay, it's not fitna. Germantown Masjid is fitna. Brothers and sisters, don't pay any attention to the talk of the ignorant and the attacks of the people of bid'ah. Like Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, فَلْيُوَطِّن نَفْسَهُ. Just prepare yourself for it. وَهَذَا لَا يَدُرْ بِإِنِّ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That will not harm by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. If Allah Azza wa Jal, he said about the magicians, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, then what about other than them? They can never harm anyone except by the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim continues. He said, فَأَمَّا إِنْ دَعَاهُمْ إِلَى ذَلِكَ. Ibn al-Qayyim is talking about, get ready for the attacks for one who just implements it in his life and in his family's life. He said, but if he calls them to this haqq, if he calls them to as-sirat al-mustaqim, if he calls them to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way of the companions, and if he warns them about what they are practicing from errors, then what? فَهُنَالِكَ تَقُومُ قِيَامَتُهُمْ. They will become infurious. You might have a million tweets in a week. Who cares? Keep writing. Like a Sa'di rahimahullah mentioned, the only one who is harmed by that is the one who pays attention to it. Do you think we're going to look at the statement of a person that wears a mask? Ibn al-Qayyim said, Isma'u, describing the ghuraba and al-ghurba, the strangers. And ikhwan, this strangeness is not felt by those people who embrace the innovators and take them as friends and allies and attack the people of the Sunnah. They don't taste it because they're not strangers. Listen how Ibn al-Qayyim, he describes the ghuraba. And then think about yourself, and do you fall into this description? He said, فَوَا غَرِيبٌ فِي دِينِهِ لِفَسَادِ أَدْيَانِهِمْ. The Sunni, the Salafi, the Athari, The one who clings to the path of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as understood by the companions, he will be a stranger in his religion due to the corruption of their religions. غَرِيبًا فِي تَمَسُّكِهِ بِالسُّنَّةِ لِتَمَسُّكِهِمْ بِالْبِدَعِ. He's strange. Why does he feel strange? Because he tries to cling to the sunnah, whereas the masses are clinging to innovation. غَرِيبًا فِي اَتِقَادِهِ. He's a stranger in his belief, because his aqeedah is مَبْنِيَ عَلَى الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ, whereas their aqeedah is corrupt, because the Sunni believes Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the seventh heaven, above his throne. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Do you feel safe from the one who is above the heavens? Whereas the people of innovation and misguidance, they say Allah is everywhere. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Ahlul Sunnah, we say Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the seventh heaven, above his throne, and his knowledge is all-encompassing, and nothing escapes the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Likewise, غَرِيبًا فِي صَلَاتِ. The Sunni, he feels like a stranger because of the way that he prays. لِسُؤِ صَلَاتِهِمْ, because of the errors of the people when they pray. Naam, the Sunni, when he prays, he implements the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, صَلُّ كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِ أُصَلِّي. Pray as you see me pray. Whereas the people of innovation and misguidance, they pray as they are instructed to pray based upon taqleed and ta'assub. غَرِيبٌ فِي طَرِيقِهِ لِضَلَالِ وَفَسَادِ طُرُقِهِمْ. The person of sunnah, he feels strange with regards to the path that he is upon due to the misguidance and the corruption of the past that the people are upon. Brothers and sisters, no one said that this is going to be extremely easy. اسمعوا ما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Listen to what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said. عن أبي أمية الشعباني قال سألت أبا ثعلب الخشني رضي الله تعالى عنه. He said, I asked أبو ثعلب الخشني about the saying of Allah تبارك وتعالى, يا أبا ثعلب كيف تقول في هذه الآية عليكم أنفسكم. What do you say about this verse? The meaning being, and worry about yourselves. And some people today, they use that and they say, don't warn against shirk. Don't warn against innovation. Don't warn against publicized disobedience. Worry about yourself. And they try and utilize this ayah. فَقَدْ رَدَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّحَابَةِ. The companions themselves, they refuted this doubt. Abu Tha'alaba, he said, أَمَا وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْهَا خَبِيرًا. By Allah, you have asked someone about this ayah who is well informed about it. سَأَلْتُ عَنْهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I asked the Messenger of Allah about the meaning of this verse. عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Worry about yourselves. فَقَالَ. And the Prophet said, بَلِ اِتَّمِرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Enjoin the good. وَتَنَاهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Forbid the evil. حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ شُحًا مُطَاعًا. Until you see stinginess is something that is being obeyed. وَهَوًا مُتَّبَعًا. And desires are being followed. وَدُنْيَا مُؤَثَّرَةً. And the dunya is being preferred. وَإِعْجَابَ كُلَّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيٍ. And everyone is amazed by their own opinion. If you see that time. And we're in that time, brothers and sisters, no doubt. Those people that write upon Instagram, those people that write upon Twitter, those people that write upon Facebook, everyone believes that they're entitled to an opinion and their opinion matters, even if they're min ajhalin nas, the most ignorant of the people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ شُحًّا مُطَاعًا. If you see that stinginess is being obeyed, وَهَوًا مُتَّبَعًا, and desires are being followed, وَدُنْيَا مُؤَثَّرَةً, and the world is being preferred, and everyone is amazed by their own opinion, فَعَلَيْكَ يَعْنِي بِنَفْسِكَ. Then nam, focus mainly upon yourselves, however, وَدَعْ عَنْكَ الْعَوَامِ. Don't worry about the common people, the masses. Leave the affair of the masses. What does that mean? Or being infatuated with innovations and lusts. Don't concern yourself with what they say. Listen what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said next, وَهَذُ وَشَاهِدَ الَّذِي قَسَدْنَاهُ مِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. فَإِنَّ مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ أَيَّامُ الصَّبْرِ. Ahead of you there are days of patience. Listen to this. In front of you there are days of patience. الصبر فيهن مثل قبض على الجمر. Being patient in those days is like holding onto hot coal. Imagine that. If I gave you a piece of hot coal and you put that hot coal in your hand, how would you respond? Would you be looking at me and smiling? Or would you be severely uncomfortable because of the difficulty of holding onto that hot coal which is burning your hand? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. There will come a time where the one who holds onto his religion will be like the one who holds onto hot coal. Patience, brothers and sisters, upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And look at what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَالطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. That tree in paradise known as a tuba is for the strangers. Brothers and sisters, I want to address some shubahat, widespread doubts that have appeared with regards to a tweet that went out, now that stated a reality. It stated a reality. And the reality is what? That you have some Muslims, may Allah Azza wa Jalla guide them and rectify their affair, that are upon innovation and misguidance. For example, the followers of W.D. Muhammad, Wafdi Muhammad, that community, they're upon bidah. La yakhtalifi ithnan. Any person that's grounded in the sunnah, that's clear as the sun in the sky. To the extent that this individual, ghafar Allahu lahu, W.D. Muhammad, he was on the position that we should innovate a new madhab for the Muslims in America. So they allow partying, they allow madha, music, they allow all types of things. Wal-iyadu billah. They even, you find some of their followers, embracing the nation of Islam, the nation of kufr. لِفَسَادِ عَقِيدَتِهِمْ طَيِّبْ. So that's a fact. Some communities that they believe these things to be lawful. And as we mentioned, قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُمْ. Some people were infuriated by that. A fact. As for the Salafis, then there's husn al-dhan for them that they don't partake in those type of mukhalafat. And if a Salafi found himself participating, then they need to make tawbah and not attack the people of the sunnah, because that proves that there's a marad in the qalb. And we're going to deal with some of the doubts. From the doubts is, you all have shortcomings, so why do you speak about ours? And that's jahl, again, ignorance. Firstly and foremostly, if an individual, if one of us has a shortcoming or they fall into sin, does that mean that they shouldn't enjoin the good and forbid the evil? If somebody has a shortcoming and they see something that's wrong, they're walking down the street, they see somebody drinking khamr, should they walk past that person that's drinking alcohol and say, you know, I can't say anything about you drinking alcohol because I sin? As-Sa'di rahimahullah, listen to the scholars of Islam. This is not upon hawa. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you forget about yourselves? Do you command the people with good and forget about your own selves? And you recite the book, do you not have any sense? As-Sa'di, he said, لَيْسَ فِي الْآيَةَ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانِ إِذَا لَمْ يَقُمْ بِمَا أُمِرَ بِهِ أَنَّهُ يَتْرُكَ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. This verse does not mean that if a person does not perform what he has been commanded with, that it is allowed for him to abandon and join in the good and forbidding the evil. Understand that. If a person falls short, it doesn't mean now that he doesn't have to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. هَذَا فَهْمٌ خَاطِئٌ. To the extent that Ibn Taymiyyah said that only أَهْلُ الْبِدْعَةِ وَالضَّلَالَةِ, they say تُشْتَرَتَ الْعَدَالَةِ فِي الْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. To the extent only the people of innovation, they're the ones who say that you have to be completely upright in order to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. No doubt, الْأَمْثَلْ وَالْأَكْمَلْ, that the one who enjoins the good and forbids the evil, he should be the first to practice it. No one differs on that. That is what is matlub, requested. That is what is commanded. However, listen to the fiqh of Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah. He said, لِأَنَّهَا دَلَّتْ عَلَى التَّوْبِيقِ بِالنِّسْبَ إِلَى الْوَاجِبِينَ. This ayah, barakallahu feekum, is admonition concerning two obligations. Every one of us has two obligations upon them. The first is what? وَإِلَّا فَمِنَ الْمَعْلُومِ أَنَّ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ وَاجِبِينَ أَمْرُ غَيْرِهِ وَنَهْيِهِ وَأَمْرُ نَفْسِهِ وَنَهْيِهَا. Every one of us has two obligations upon them. The first is what? To command others and forbid others. The second is to command yourself and to forbid your own soul. There's two obligations. فَتَرْكُ أَحَدِهِمَا لَا يَكُونُ رُخْصَ فِي تَرْكِ الْآخَرِ To abandon one of them doesn't allow the abandonment of the other. Meaning what? If a person falls short in something, he doesn't command himself as he has been commanded. It does not allow him to abandon the other obligation, which is forbidding other people. As-Sa'di, he goes on to say, فَإِنَّ الْكَمَالَ أَنْ يَقُومَ الْإِنسَانَ بِالْوَاجِبِينَ No doubt, completion and perfection is for a person to do what he says. To do what he says, to command others and to command himself. To prohibit others and to prohibit himself. وَأَمَّا قِيَامُ بِأَحَدِهِمَ دُونَ الْآخَرِ فَلَيْسَ فِي رُتْبَةِ الْأَوَّلِ وَهُوَ دُونَ الْأَخِيرِ If somebody does one of them, but he doesn't do the two, then he hasn't reached the level of completion, but at the same time, he's not considered to be someone who abandons the two obligations. Understand that. It's not an excuse to say, if you see publicized evil, that you say, khalas, I can't speak against it because I have shortcomings. Because that mentality will lead to what? It will lead to abandonment of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil in totality. So a father in his house, he can't admonish his children and the wife, ittaqillah, fear Allah Azza wa Jal, because you're doing such and such, if he is not perfect in his own self, as it pertains to insi. Shubhatun ukhra, another doubt. Nasiha is always to be given privately. No doubt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ad-deen al-nasiha, the religion is al-nasiha. Advice or sincerity of purpose. قُلْنَا لِمَنْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ We said to whom, O Messenger of Allah? He said, لِلَّهِ To Allah, وَلِكِتَابِهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِأِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَامَّتِهِمْ To Allah, to His Messenger, to His Book, to the Muslim leaders, and to the common people. Nasiha is what? إِرَادَةُ الْخَيْرِ لِلْمَنْسُوحِ That you want good for the one that you're advising. Al-Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, and look, Ikhwan, we're mentioning Nusus based upon the understanding of the scholars of Islam. Not this new madhab that the people have introduced just for America. Islam, alhamdulillah, is the Islam that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. Not the Islam that somebody is trying to change and alter and make it fit into his ahwa and his muhdathat and bid'ah. Al-Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, al-Imam al-Allama, he was asked the question, إِذَا كَانَ الْمُنْكَرَ عَلَانِيَا فَهَلْ يُنْكَرَ عَلَانِيَا If evil is publicized, is it to be criticized publicly? وَإِذَا كَانَ الشَّخْصُ يُجَاهِرُ بِالْفِسْقِ وَيَدْعُو إِلَى الْفُسُوقِ وَالْمَعَاصِي فَهَلْ يُحَذَّرُ مِنْهُ النَّاسِ حَتَّى يَحْذَرُوا مِنْ شَرِّهِ If a person, if a man or a woman openly commits sin publicly and they call others to it, are they to be warned against so that the people can stay away from their evil? Listen to what Ibn Uthaymeen said. إِذَا كَانَ الْمُنْكَرُ الْمُنْكَرُ إِذَا أُعْلِنَ فَيَجِبُ إِنْكَارُهُ عَلَنَا If evil is publicized, then it is compulsory for it to be condemned publicly. Does everyone understand that? So if something is photographed, videoed, spread all over the world, advertised, I think every sane person will say that this is public. So Naam, Ibn Uthaymeen says, if the evil is publicized, then the inkar is to be public. However, he goes even to explain, what about naming specific people? And alhamdulillah, that wasn't done in the tweet. Specific people weren't mentioned. Even though the people of Ahwa, they came back and they mentioned names of administrators and so on and so forth. But who cares? Al-Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, هَلْ يَجِبُ تَعْيِينَ الشَّخْصَ الْقَائِمْ بِهِ Is it wajib to mention the name of the one who's committing this evil publicly? He said, هَذَا يُنْظَرْ فِيهِ إِلَى الْمَصْلَحَةِ You look to the overall benefit. إِنْ اِقْتَضَتِ الْمَصْلَحَةِ أن نعين الشخص من أجل أن يرتدع عما هو عليه من المنكر فليذكر بعينه. If the benefit involves mentioning him specifically so that the people can stay away from his evil, then his name is to be mentioned. However, if the benefit is to mention in a general fashion, to mention the statement or the action, there are people that do this. They are doing this. What is wrong with the people that do this? Then it is done in a general fashion. That which is important, he said, If evil is done publicly, it's condemned publicly. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Likewise, brothers and sisters, النقطة الأخيرة, with regards, if somebody advises us and tells us to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for something that we are doing, what should be our response? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَخَذَتُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمْ وَلَا بِكْسَ الْمِهَادِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, when it is said to him, fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, he becomes haughty and arrogant in the sin. His abode is the hellfire, and what a wretched abode that is. So this is important. If somebody advises us and they say to us, ittaqi Allah ya akhi, fear Allah, O brother. Ittaqi Allah ya ukhti, fear Allah, O sister. Ikhtilat, intermingling freely, is haram. Music is haram. Naam. At-tabarruj is haram. Fear Allah, O brother. Take care of your family. Fear Allah, O brother, don't oppress your wife. Fear Allah, kaza. If somebody says that, ittaqillah, how should we respond? Because you hear all types of crazy statements. No, you ittaqillah. Or worse than that, they start attacking those an-nasihin, those who are advising them for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, from this verse, there are numerous benefits. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ أَخَذَتُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ. When it's said to him, fear Allah, he's overcome by arrogance and haughtiness. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, from the benefits of this ayah, التَّحْذِيرِ مِنْ رَدِّ النَّاصِحِينَ. Warning against rejecting the advice of those who give advice. If somebody advises you, alhamdulillah, if the advice is correct, alhamdulillah, we accept it. If it's incorrect, alhamdulillah, it doesn't have to be accepted. But we don't attack those who give advice. That is the way of the enemies of the prophets. They did not love an-nasihin, those who gave them advice. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from imitating them. Amen. The Shaykh, he said, At-tahdhiru min raddi an-nasihin. لأن الله تعالى جعل هذا من أوصاف هؤلاء المنافقين. Because Allah mentioned that rejection of advice of those who give sincere advice is from the attributes of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Rejecting nasiha. When someone says to you, اتق الله. When someone says to you, be better than that. Ya akhi, you ascribe to the sunnah, that goes against the sunnah. Ya ukhti, this is not min ad-deen. To reject nasiha and nasiheen, and to reject the advice to fear Allah, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, is from the attributes of the hypocrites. فَمَنْ رَدَّ آمِرًا بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. Whoever rejects someone that is advising them to fear Allah Azza wa Jal, then they've imitated the hypocrites in this affair. وَالْوَاجِبِ. If somebody advises us to fear Allah, what do we do? We don't go on Instagram and put 100 posts. Or we don't go on Twitter and, now become a cyber warrior with 100 tweets. If someone says to us, ittaqillah, how do we respond? If somebody clarifies an error, firstly, alhamdulillah, munkar is rejected because it's munkar. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, al-wajib ala al-mar'i idha qila lahu ittaqillah an yaqula sami'na wa ata'na ta'ziman li taqwa Allah. It's wajib upon a person. When it is said to them, fear Allah, that they say, we hear and we obey. And in the past, ikhwan, naam, the difference between the people of the sunnah and the people of irja, the murji'ah, when the people of the sunnah were advised to fear Allah Azza wa Jal, because they were doing ma'asiyah, disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they would respond with what? Sayings like, make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal guides me, astaghfirullah, I seek the forgiveness of Allah, and so on and so forth. The murji'ah, a deviant sect, because Ahl al-Sunnah believe what? That iman is qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad yazidu bi ta'a wa yanqus bil ma'asiyah. That iman is statement and action and belief. It increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. So if a Sunni is advised, he knows that iman can increase and decrease. So na'am. So if somebody said to him, ittaqillah, he will recognize his shortcomings and his deficiency. The murji'ah, like Ibn Abi Dawud, he said, وَلَا تَكُ مُرْجِيًا لَعُوبًا بِدِينِهِ فَإِنَّمَا الْمُرْجِيُ بِالدِّينِ يَمْزَحُ. Ibn Abi Dawud, he said what? In his Hā'iyya. Do not be a murji, because the murji, they play games with the religion. Why? Because when they see people disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, when someone goes to them and tells them, ittaqillah, he says what? My iman is complete. It's like the iman of Abu Bakr. It's like the iman of Jibreel. My iman is complete. Iman is in my heart. That was the murji'ah. That was who? The murji'ah. When someone was to say to them, fear Allah, this is wrong, this is kada, how can you criticize me? My iman is the same as the iman of Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They believe that the iman of the one who nightclubs and parties and fornicates is the same as the one who prays the five daily salawat, fears Allah, performs the obligation, stays away from the prohibition. They say that the iman of these two individuals are the same. A'udhu billahi min al-hawas wa shaytan. Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, when it's said to a person, fear Allah Azza wa Jal, they say, I hear and I obey. Why? Out of reverence for the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The last benefit, and the Shaykh mentions others, he said that arrogance could lead a person to sin and disobedience. And likewise, this action, it is one of the reasons for entering the hellfire. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ أَخَذَتُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from that. However, ikhwan, أهم شيء نَحْنُ نُشْغِلْ أَنفُسَنَا بِالتَّعَلُّمِ وَالتَّعْلِيمِ. We busy ourselves, alhamdulillah, with learning and trying to teach what we know according to the Quran, the Sunnah, with the understanding of the Salaf. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَدَعْ عَنْكَ أَمْرَ الْعَامَةِ. Here, alhamdulillah, all we have time for is learning and teaching. هَذَا الَّذِي نَحْنُ عَلِيهِ. Whoever wants that, أَهْلًا وَسَهْلًا مَرْحَبًا بِهِ وَبِهَا. Whoever doesn't like that, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. They only harm themselves. هَذَا الَّذِي عِندَنَا وَهَذَا الَّذِي نَدُوْ عَلَيْهِ. And no matter what level of attacks against the masjid or the administration or any specific individual, bi'innillah, by the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, will not deter us from that way. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for thabat wa aqim as-salah.